Hi, I'm Aaron McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Warren Vache. He's been astounding audiences worldwide with his superb cornet, trumpet, and flugelhorn stylings. His warm, burnished tone and the beauty of his playing leaves them enthralled. And me too, Warren.
Well, I'm here to enthrall you, Marion.
Well, tell me something about yourself. I know it's fascinating.
Well, you know how long I've waited to wanted to talk about myself on radio? I never get the opportunity.
Well, now you've got it.
I'm a delightfully charming, corpulent, bald fellow of 57 years who's been playing the cornet professionally for about 40 years. I had my first gig at age 15, and we played dances at the Hightstown Country Club in New Jersey. My high school band director was the trombone player.
Well, where were you from? What town?
I was born in Rahway, New Jersey. We like to say there's a right way and a Rahway. And I'm still living there. I'm just another jazz success story. I live home with Mom, who is your age. She's going to be 90 in October, God bless her.
Well, I think that's a good age to be.
You bet.
I don't know if you want to talk some more, if you just want to get right to it.
Well, sure. Well, why don't we go play a song? As a matter of fact, let me do the intro on this one. Because this tune I first played with Jimmy McPartland. It was one of those tunes that Bix Beiderbecke and his gang recorded, and Jimmy loved it. And when I was about 18 years old, I got to play it with Jimmy McPartland. And why don't we tell everybody who's with us, because we've got extra musicians in the studio today.
We're joined today by Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums.
Oh, good. This is good news. Let's go play. One, two. Oh, one, two, three. Thank you.
I love that tune. I'm glad you picked that one.
Well, see, the old ones still have a lot to offer, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
It's just you and I that remember them, though, Marion. That's the problem.
Well, no, I doubt that, actually. And if that's true, then we should teach them to the younger people.
Well, that's why you have this radio show, isn't it?
Well, that's one of the reasons, maybe. Another of the reasons is we have you to play some pretty tunes, and I notice you've got one coming up. But before we play that, tell me a little more, Warren, about yourself.
Well, I started working at 15, and I grew up every day hearing something music from my dad's office.
Your dad was a bass player.
Dad was a bass player and a jazz writer, biographer.
Well, did you study with somebody?
I did. My dad, when he figured out that I wanted to play the trumpet, he got me lessons with a delightful man named Jim Fitzpatrick. He was my first teacher. And then he set me up with a fellow named Pee Wee Irwin. Do you remember Pee Wee?
Oh, of course.
Pee Wee was a wonderful player and a great guy. Pee Wee sort of got me my first gigs, little Dixieland bands and things like that.
Now, weren't you going to play something?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. This was Pee Wee's favorite etude. I'm going to play an excerpt from it for you now.
That'd be great.
But this is a French etude written by a wonderful trumpet player and a cornet player, actually, in the 1900s and 1910s, thereabout, called Theo Charlier, and he wrote an entire book of wonderful etudes that almost every classical trumpet player has to play.
And are you going to do that now?
I am going to run right over and do that now.
That is a beautiful piece, and I didn't know Pee Wee taught, especially things like that.
Well, Pee Wee was, much like most of us musicians, he's a much deeper human being than he presents to the public. He was one of the most accomplished and studied trumpet players I'd ever met in my life. He knew the classical repertoire back and forward. He could transpose on sight the way a symphonic trumpet player does. His father was actually a band director out in Nebraska when he was a kid. So
he
started from the age of five studying the legitimate literature for the instrument, and he was kind enough to make me do it.
Well, it's a very impressive piece.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to come with Warren Vache. We're joined today by Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
You know, I'm going to make a request.
Okay.
Since we know that you came from England, why don't you do A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square for me?
I love that tune.
I knew you would.
You picked a nice tune. Okay.
Thank you.
Marion, that was just beautiful. You get such a lovely sound out of that piano.
You chose the tune.
Well, I thought it might have some kind of significance for you coming from England and having lived through the big conflagration of World War II. It must have meant something to you back then. When's the first time you heard it?
Oh, I don't know. We heard it all the time.
But were you in England when you heard the song? Or
I was in England when I heard the song. Yeah. Yes, indeed. I was in all the big happenings over there. We would be in a theater playing, and bombs would come over, and we would still keep playing.
Really?
Yes, the manager would say, "You're safer, all safer in here."
Why is it the managers always say you're always safer at work than you would be at a
Well, it so happened we were.
I see. Okay.
So many a time.
I'd like to ask you another question. Did you ever hear the Ray Noble Band live?
Not live. Not live. I heard them much. On a lot on the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great performer.
Yeah, marvelous guy. Actually opened the Rainbow Room.
Did he?
Rockefeller brought him over to open the Rainbow Room. And this is sort of an interesting story. When I first went to London, I was an old fellow that played the trumpet that I knew. His name was Monty Montgomery. And I used to go meet Monty in his local pub. And one of the guys that came in to drink was Ray Noble's nephew, who told me this wonderful story about Ray comes into New York, that comes over to New York to open the Rainbow Room for the Rockefellers, of course. And Christmas time comes, and there are moving men. They knock on the door, and they're bringing a Louis XV dining room set, which is Rockefeller's present to Ray Noble. And Ray just assumed it was a reproduction, so for years he kept his typewriter on it. Until they moved out to California and he had it assessed and he found out it was a real Louis XV.
And meanwhile, he'd probably put coffee cups and scratches on it.
Coffee cups and the typewriter rested on it. Now, here's another lovely story I know about that guy. Ray died before his wife, and his wife received a dozen roses on the first of every month from Ray. It was in his will.
That was fantastic.
You know, the guy that wrote The Very Thought of You actually believed and meant all that. It was a very different time.
That's a great tune.
And you got to, why don't we play that?
Let's do it.
You play it in A flat?
I can play it in any key you want.
Okay.
Shall we do it now?
Let's do it. Thank you.
It's a beautiful tune, and it seemed appropriate to play it when we're talking about Ray, and you played it beautifully.
Well, thank you, my dear. See the inspiration you provide?
Absolutely. Well, I'm having a wonderful time with my guest, Warren Vache. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. About a tune, one with the guys.
Well, that sounds nice, sure.
And I'll just sit here and listen.
Let's see. Off the top of my head, why don't we do... Well, I'm from New Jersey, so it would be These Foolish Dings.
Oh, I can still understand you.
You can still have These Foolish Things? Who wrote this one? Do you know? Because I don't.
Jack Strachey.
Hey, wow. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you. Well, These Foolish Things was just lovely.
Well, thank you, darling. I think of you when I think of foolish things.
Well, that's pretty very appropriate, I would say, today particularly. So what would you like to do?
You know, I'm a big fan of Shobeam.
Me too.
And, one could always learn to play bossa novas better. But I would love to do Corcovado.
I think that's a great choice.
At our age, Quiet Nights pretty well describes it, doesn't it?
Well, just worry about yourself.
Good for you, girl.
Thank you.
Well, that's one of my favorites of Showbeams.
I find it hard to have a favorite. They're all so good. The whole Brazilian, I'm starting to get into the Brazilian sense of rhythm, and that they have names for all the beats, and it's really a complicated and rich.
How many of those tradition. Do you play?
Bossa novas?
Yeah.
Well, not enough is the answer, you know. But it's probably about 20 or 30 that I know.
Well, that's a goodly number.
Well, I'm working to learn more and trying to play them rhythmically, more authentic.
Yes, indeed. Well, there's more music in a minute with Warren Vacher. Gary Mazzarappi is sitting in with us on bass, and Glenn Davis is with us on drums. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. About a tune.
Well, I tell you what, I'll do a strike up the band in the key of 2 flats.
That isn't too hard.
No, it's not too hard. We'll do it with the guys, and it's in 2 flats.
And I'll just sit here.
And you could sit here and light up the band.
Okay.
And we'll be right over later.
Okay. Thank you. It's too bad that you only play those slow, dreamy tunes.
Well, you know, Mary and I have a special arrangement with NPR for this program, and they're paying Glenn and Gary and I by the note.
Oh, well, you should do all right then.
I'm hoping to sneak in a couple more of those fast ones. But I tell you what I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear one of your compositions. You're a great composer, and you've written some wonderful things.
I don't know how great I am, but I'll do one.
Well, take it from me. You're pretty great. What's the title of it?
I'll start the tune, and I'll think of the title as I go along.
Oh, I love these creative moments on radio.
How's that?
Go get them. That Marion, that was glorious. What is the title of that opus?
It's actually called Melancholy Mood. And I wrote that after hearing Jimmy. He would be practicing and he'd play the same little riff. And I thought, gee, that would make a nice opening for a tune. So I wrote the tune.
How nice.
From Jimmy's...
You're the only person in the world who's ever made a song out of a trumpet player's warm-up.
Well, I don't see why it shouldn't be the only one, because you could probably give me a warm-up and I could write a tune.
Well, all right, you're on. You want me to do it
now? It now?
Sure. Let's see what I come up with. Marion, I stand in awe. You've made me a legend in my own time.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you very much.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
So many of us are. Why don't we play another song?
I think we should.
Shall we play one written by somebody else?
Absolutely.
The Royal Garden Blues.
Oh, sure. But before we play that, I want to thank you for doing piano jazz and for quips and jests and music.
Thank you for a very pleasant day, sweetheart.
We enjoyed having you.
Now let's go play the Royal Garden Blues.
Okay. sure you played that tune like you played it before.
That's where I cut my eye teeth on those tunes. Oh. And I still like playing them.
I do too.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Marion's guest today has been Warren Vache. Join us each week at this time when Marion welcomes other outstanding artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beat Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio.